USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bad weather across much of the United States is definitely affecting delivery of coronavirus vaccines. White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt discusses how delivery has been impacted.
As of now, we have a backlog of about 6 million doses due to the weather. All 50 states have been impacted. The 6 million doses represents about 3 days of delayed shipping.
President Biden is set to sign federal disaster assistance for Texas once the governor's request reaches his desk, seeking to speed up the federal response in the aftermath for extreme winter weather, power outages, and utility disruptions in the state. Biden also pointing out that FEMA is already on the ground helping residents in Texas, and he said he would make a decision on going to Texas at the start of next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A Democrat governor could be facing impeachment for his handling of the coronavirus.
Unlike 18 other states in the nation, there is no recall system for voters in New York State to remove an elected official. The power to remove an elected official rests solely with the governor. There is no provision of New York State law that would authorize a city or local government recall. So, Thursday, State Assembly Republicans are moving to form an impeachment commission to gather facts and evidence surrounding Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling and cover-up of the COVID-19 crisis in nursing homes. The Assembly Republican Conference next week will introduce a bill to create a bipartisan panel and take action if necessary. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
People in Atlanta are being evacuated from several buildings due to a leaning construction crane at a high-rise building in Midtown. Atlanta police and fire crews are on the scene, and several streets in the area have been shut down as they work to stabilize the crane. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An automaker's recall has everyone taking note.
Ford is recalling more than 150,000 vehicles in North America, saying faulty airbags that can explode and hurl shrapnel. The dangerous devices contain the volatile chemical ammonium nitrate, which creates a small explosion to inflate the airbags. However, the chemical can deteriorate over time in high heat and humidity, causing the metal canister that encases it to explode. Many Ford models are involved, mainly from the years 2004 through 2012. Owners of the affected vehicles will be notified next month. You may also contact Ford for more information. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another country has joined a global movement to end the cost and stigma of sanitary products for women.
New Zealand will be providing free access to menstrual products in schools beginning in June, according to government officials. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the program will provide education and products to all women in all schools. The program is aimed at combating period poverty, a term described in situations where people who need products are unable to afford them. Last year, Scotland became the first country to provide free access to menstrual products nationwide, and in 2018 made menstrual hygiene products for free for students at all schools and universities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.